I always do this to you. I drop a late news right on top
Right.
of you.
Yeah, I'm used to it. Go
I
ahead.
always hijack the show. Breaking news on,
Yes.
do you remember Signalgate or Whiskey Leaks as we were
Yeah,
calling it?
whiskey leaks. Yes.
Okay, well, I didn't think, you never think these things could get dumber, but when you have Republicans involved, it seems like they can always find a new way to be even dumber than they were.
What happened?
Oh my God, Mike Waltz. You know him? You know this guy called Mike Waltz? He's doing great work. Great work. He's great work. Not only was he photographed on his phone during a cabinet meeting,
Oh my
like
God.
he's got his under the table, right? So someone zoomed in on what he was using. It wasn't even Signal, right? It's this app called TM Signal by a company called Telemessage. And it's like you can take the open source code for Signal and make your own app from it.
Oh.
They took this the open source code for Signal and they basically stripped it of the security features
Oh, great.
or most of them. So it's a spin-off of Signal without the security.
You're kidding me.
That's what he's using.
And they don't know the difference?
Someone did this for him because this is not an easy app to get. This isn't just something you can go to the App Store and download. You need to basically have a developer account to be able to put this on your phone. Which I could do that. I could get a developer account. It's only $100 from Apple. It's really kind of easy to get. It's not that hard to get a developer account, but for these guys, I don't think they could do it because they're pretty dumb. So you need, but you need this. It's kind of an extra, another step. It's another level of requirement to get this thing on. And then the past week, that app has been, it's been confirmed to have been hacked twice.
Nice. Oh, good.
So bad that Senator Ron Wyden requested that the Justice Department investigate, quote, serious threat to U.S. national security posed by telemessage, a federal contractor that sold dangerously insecure communication software to the White House and to other federal agencies.
Nice.
Not only is he using an unsecured app, apparently the federal government has been using it too.
I'm just shaking my head. I just.
Where is Doge? You have all these stupid little computer nerds running around and they can't even find this? What if they can't find this? I'm thinking, God, if they had found this, at least that would have been something. But they're not even finding this stuff.
I don't think they're even looking for stuff like this, are they? I mean, they're just interested in breaking shit.
You would
I don't.
think that they're supposed to go in there and find things that are not working and make them better and to save money and cut and fire people and
But do
replace
you
them with
really think
software and all
that's their
this stuff. You
mission?
can't.
I don't think that's really their mission.
I read part of an article that we're talking that like they had an interview with one of these kids and he says that's what they were trying to do. They thought they were going to go in there and bust down the door and find all this inefficiency and find people sleeping under their desks and stuff like that. And he says like quite honestly, he's like, well, God, that it, gosh, it really wasn't like that. I we wound up there
Darn.
and we found people, hardworking people doing good, doing good work. And it's like it's really hard to find efficiencies in these systems because they're already kind of efficient. So you have like one Dozier who's actually on the record as being honest and saying, well, we went into government and it actually is working pretty good.
Wow.
This reminded me of that guy who sold the Bush administration the fake bomb detectors. I don't know if you remember this,
I
but back
don't. I don't.
during the Iraqi war, it was a big problem with the Green Zone with car bombs.
Okay.
So this one guy who got direct access to the administration, he kind of bypassed all the layers of bureaucracy and was talking literally to Bush and Cheney. He gets right in front of them and he sells them this bomb detector. It's like it's a magic device. You just stick it under the car and it'll tell you if there's a bomb on the under the car or not. Because it's really hard to find those things. Because cars are complicated. Turned out to be fake. It turned out to be, you know what it was? It was a range finder, like a device to tell you how far something was for golf. He took this r golf range finder and stuck it on the end of a stick and then sold it for like $13 million.
Oh man.
And they used it. It was literally deployed in the field. We don't know if people died from this or not, but eventually it was found that, it's like, guys, this doesn't work because it's just, they like it's off the, it was an off the shelf range finder.
And no one even bothered inspecting this POS
That was,
that.
like I said, he shortcut and was talking directly to the White House people rather than going through the normal procedures of the Pentagon would have to vet this stuff.
Right. Oh my God. Yeah, it sounds very similar. That's kind of bad news. Not bad news. It's disturbing. It's disturbing news.
I need to go back in time and have a little chat with John McCain and say, John, I think it's time to become a Democrat. You got to leave this party, man. There's nothing here.
Yeah.
Lead us all to a new home.
Right. And hang in there longer, dude. I mean, damn.
Oh, come on. You can't ask too much. The guy was in prison camp for how long?
I know. His arms I just
broken?
Miss him.
The poor guy. I know.
I miss him. I miss him. I wish he was still here. Anyhow, that's a great start to this episode 95.
I think, though, it puts in context my next thing that I need to say.
Mm-hmm. Which is?
We started this podcast talking about the stupid things in the art world, right?
Right.
Remember that? Remember the long ago?
I do. I miss those
and
days.
We like talking about art because sometimes there was joyful things in it, but a lot of the times it was just looking at the absolutely absurd, nonsensical things.
There was a lot of stupidity. There was a lot of nonsense.
Unbelievable. I mean, the art news just, it used to reveal the dumbest, most corrupt, most unbelievably inept news that people could generate.
Right.
But now Trump is outdoing the art world.
You know, you're right. That's an interesting observation, James.
That's why we pivoted. We didn't even mean to.
And we pivoted so naturally. It was just like seamless pivoting.
Here's the thing. I think our vibe has always been the news that sounds like it's just like 1 inch away from being an Onion headline, right. But is real.
Right.
And that used to be the art world. And now, like literally invisible art was a joke that the Onion made, right? They had this whole article about how it was.
And it was
oh,
a real
no.
thing.
Yeah. My invisible art was stolen. Well, no, but the problem is there actually are artists that try to, quote, sell invisible art.
Mm-hmm.
Or not try to, actually do sell
actually
invisible
Actually do
art.
Sell invisible, right. Oh, damn. The whole administration at this point feels like an Onion episode or an Onion, like just Onion part two. Or I don't know. It could be a movie.
Yeah, because, you know, Pirro just got put in charge of, what was it, the DC courts or something? I don't know. It's
I
like
don't
Pirro.
Know.
I don't know much about her other than every single clip I've seen of her. I swear to God, I just assumed she was drunk. She mm-hmm. looks drunk. Either that or there's something wrong with her brain. So it's like an Onion piece. Like, how many drunks can you have in an administration?
I know. It's just terrible.
Can't have an open bar at the cabinet meetings anymore. He would go bankrupt.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That's funny, though. He's a teetotaler, and yet everyone around him is a fucking drunk. Excuse me.
Yeah, that's a good point. He is a teetotaler, isn't he?
Yes, just like me. All I do is
just
drink
like
coffee.
And I drink coffee, too.
Do you drink alcohol, though, too?
Alcohol does not mix with my body.
Okay, but I mean, you do drink. It sounds like you drink,
no,
though.
No, I haven't had. No, so far in 2025, I've had no alcohol. And in 2024, I might have had a couple. No, I don't. Let me just say no, I don't drink. It's not something I do. No.
Okay.
No, I don't have any alcohol
have.
In the house. Oh, of course I have, but it's not. Ooh. But it's like
that's
not
barbaric.
Something.
What don't one of you have guests? I mean, I have whiskey.
I think I have some scotch in there, or maybe some
okay,
Irish
so
whiskey.
Okay, so you do
I mean, it was
okay.
my dad's. I just kept it in the little
yeah, okay.
thing in case.
Well,
someone,
that's the shit.
But it's
you
not
should.
Like I'd hit the bottle. I just don't because I just when I cope, I guess I cope with I don't know Starbucks.
Catherine, if you're worried about your income, I think I got two things for you that'll fix this immediately.
What?
Right. Okay, first, start drinking heavily, and second, buy a Tesla. Drive up to the White House in a Tesla drunk, and I think you'll get a job.
Oh, my God. Speaking of economic woes, do you want to hear something?
Please.
I was like, I don't know if you've been reading the stuff about, like, what to buy before the tariffs, like, hit us in the ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and so I did buy a few things. I had to buy a washing machine.
Yeah, we talked about that. Did you
oh,
buy
we
one?
We did. I did.
Did you buy the LG?
I got the LG. And I got the LG dryer, and then they delivered an LG dishwasher that doesn't fit. It doesn't fit.
Wait a second. Hang on a second. You bought a washing machine and got a dishwasher.
Right, because the more you bought, you got discounts.
Oh, for the love of God, Catherine.
I didn't have a dishwasher.
I don't have a dishwasher either.
Well, I didn't really want a dishwasher, but I'm like, well, if I'm saving $600... Oh. Then, like, dishwasher is $5.99, and so I went ahead and got the it was like getting the dishwasher free. They brought the effing thing, and they cannot install it. It is in my backyard.
Oh, well, that's smart. Why didn't you put it inside, at least? Or return it?
I may have to return it. You don't have a dishwasher?
No, you have to measure. One of the reasons I don't have one, because I measured it, and I don't. We could maybe barely squeeze one in, but it would take a lot of work.
Yeah, this is going to take a lot of work.
If I won the lottery, I would probably redo my kitchen because part of the problem is the counters. The counters are too low and they're also tile.
Exactly.
I hate tile counters. Don't ever put tile on your counters, people.
No.
Don't do that.
No, no. That's what I'm dealing with now. It's always something.
Okay, but that was a self goal. You did that to yourself. You did not need a dishwasher. It's just one more thing you need to deal with. So just don't complicate your life. Have fewer things.
Okay. Anyhow, okay, so that said.
Am I not lodged in your brain at this point to be the voice that says, no, Catherine, you don't need the dishwasher. Don't buy the dishwasher.
I don't think I need a dishwasher. I just needed some time. There was a lot going on this week. I'm just going to leave it at that. And I had a lot of shit going through my head. So now I have time to kind of air.
That's not a good time to buy stuff. You have to be clear-headed.
Costco was only guaranteeing the prices on any washing machine until the 14th, probably because of the tariffs.
Probably. Also, they just wanted you to buy it.
So what else is going on?
I think you should buy some Trump coins.
Trump coins?
Take that dishwasher back, invest it all in Trump coins.
Well, I'm not going to be one of the people who makes like millions, I'll tell you that.
How do you know that? You could be the 59th person to make money on it.
Yeah, I'm not in the in crowd, James. Not in the in crowd.
I told you how to be in the in crowd. Get just drunk and drive a Tesla.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, get drunk and drive a Tesla. Ugh.
I say you'd be the 59th person because it's been revealed
through
actual reporting that Trump released his meme coin before he was inaugurated.
Right.
So this is a meme coin is nothing. It's an NFT for those of you who remember what we talked about NFTs.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's a string of ones and zeros in a computer that you can pay for. Mm-hmm. It's nothing physical. It's nothing real. And I think there are going to be 30 million of them or something like that eventually minted. I don't remember the actual. This is a lot.
I don't know.
But anyway, the point being that you can track these things.
Right.
And it's just, it trades like a stock. You can buy and sell them. And of the almost million that have been sold so far, only 58 people have made money off of the Trump meme coin.
Right.
The other 674,000 have lost money. That's not a good balance, right? That seems like a 1% kind of thing. And not only is the 58 people who have made money, it's not a little bit of money. They're all over $10
million
of profit. Yeah,
$10 million apiece. Yeah.
So that's a little suspicious to me.
No.
It's kind of like a pyramid structure where you have all the loss at the bottom and just like one little dot at the top that's just extracted all this wealth from all this huge, vast number of people. I'm going to call it a pyramid scheme because it's like that.
I was going to call it pay for play because the interest spiked so high, like more than 50%, they said, after the website promised the top 220 people, the holders, a seat at the black tie dinner. Oh, black tie optional, excuse me, with the president.
I'm so overwhelmed by this story that I forgot that detail that you're right, that they're basically selling, you can throw your money away and buy these meme coins, but if you become the top 20 holders of it, you get to have dinner with the president. Of course, those top 20 holders already exist, and they're already in that 58 number.
They're probably 58. Yeah, the 58. They call it crypto wallet. Is that a discrete person, or can a crypto wallet be like 10 people?
No. Crypto wallet is basically just it's the thing you call where you have your cryptocurrencies and NFTs and whatnot. So it's a digital wallet. So if you started buying NFTs or Bitcoins, you would have a wallet, and that would be the crypto wallet. So it's not a person or a thing. You have a wallet that you put your actual money in, right?
Oh, so this is a wallet you put your fake
a crypto, like everything else that is crypto-oriented, it's fake. So you're very well put. It's a fake wallet. It's your fake wallet for your fake currencies.
Crypto like cryptid, like fake animals.
Crypto as in encrypted.
Oh, encrypted. I thought it was like crypto, like a cryptid, like a chupacabra.
And also crypto as in like crypt, where your money goes to die.
I see. Okay, it looks like they're investigating this, though. The Trump meme coin.
Who is investigating it?
The lawmakers, actually, Senate Democrats.
The Democrats. Oh, no, I'm scared. Oh, no, the Democrats
Jeff
are coming
Merkley
for me.
And I was kind of reading about this World Liberty Financial. They said World Liberty Financial is a related crypto venture, and it sends like 75% of its revenue to the Trump family. Isn't that a direct conflict of interest? What the hell is going on, James?
Well, obviously, it's
break it down.
it breaks the law. I can't, because it there's too much illegality and shamelessness in it that it's overwhelming. So just to be clear, this is a Trump endorsed coin, but it's not actually Trump's coin directly. He basically, like most of the things he's done, he just puts his name, he's selling his name to someone to use for cryptocurrency.
Well, it's always hands off. It's always like arm's length. And then someone else takes the fall, right?
No. It's not so much that. He's just too lazy to do it himself. Well, why would he believe, if he was a smart person, like if this is Warren Buffett wouldn't leave that money on the table. He would say, you know, it's not that much extra effort to actually build a crypto company. So I'll build a crypto company myself and keep all the profits. Trump is too lazy and too stupid to do that, though. So he just sells his name. Like most of the buildings that have Trump on them, he didn't build them.
Oh,
it's
I know.
Easier
he
to,
licenses his name.
Yeah,
know,
it's just easier to sell
that.
The name.
Right. But with this, are you saying that World Liberty Financial is just not, it's not a Trump thing then?
Well, it's not owned by Trump. It's just a bunch of assholes who got together and said, you know what? We can fleece the stupid people even better if we put Trump on it. So let's just use that. I mean, everyone's trying to sell coins, meme coins and crypto coins. But what makes yours stand out? Well, you know, if you have Trump on it, you can sell it to a bunch. And I went to the website.
Yeah,
and they do make it easy. It's like, yeah, you can, if you have cryptocurrency, you can use that to buy it, which is what any normal sane person who deals with Bitcoin
on a continuum, right?
What they would use to buy it, but they also have the ability to buy it with just a regular credit card.
Wow.
I'm like, okay, so you're setting up a crypto wallet for these people and taking their money and doing all this transfer nonsense. I'm sure they're charging a bazillion dollars worth of fees. Oh, there was something else. Like, I think that company that you just mentioned.
Right.
Whose name I've already forgotten.
World
but the
Liberty Financial,
yeah.
Yes.
Thank you. They've collected, I actually have a note on it. They've collected more than $324 million in trading fees. God. Just trading fees.
Wow.
So the people who are going to that website, the poor MAGA schmucks who are going to that website and say, I can't use Bitcoin to buy this because I don't even know what that is. They put their credit card in to buy the coin, and the fees they're getting charged, that's where that's coming from.
Holy crap.
I can't. And they're just being fleeced. And then they'll probably have no idea how to keep track of that coin. So even if it ever was worth something, they're never going to be able to sell it.
Right.
Because if you lose the string of numbers, zeros and ones that connect your wallet to you and then your wallet to the coin, you can't get it again. It's like, you know, those stories about people who spent like the last 10 years trying to find the laptop that their girlfriend threw out. They're going through the dump trying to find it because it literally has $1.5 million worth of Bitcoin in it.
Right.
It's just one of those things. And it happens every day.
So it sounds like the Senate Democrats introduced the End Crypto Corruption Act.
Hang on. I know you want to get to your little Senate thing because you think the Democrats are going to do something, but I just wanted to point out.
I just think that they're at least trying. I don't know. Are they trying? Go ahead.
This is a tie-in back to the art world. Like this used to be the stupid crap that the art world used to do. Our wonderful Damien Hirst, the guy who does puts jewels on skulls. We covered this a few years ago about him creating 10,000 of his little dot paintings.
Yes.
And also selling them as NFTs and then burning the paintings. That's kind of the nonsense that used to be in the art world is now in the White House.
Right.
I don't know how to process this.
I don't know that we can process it.
It's like if Damien Hirst was president.
It would at least be pretty.
I don't think so. It would be dots. It would just be random dots.
Well,
it'd
dots
be like
are
a
better than
map.
That ghetto gold bullshit that he bought off of Home Depot and spray painted. I mean, are you kidding me?
I think it looks very nice.
It looks ridiculous.
Oh my gosh, this would be perfect. A couple months ago, I saw a Tesla parked in my neighborhood that was painted gold.
Oh, a gold Tesla.
That would get you drunk driving a gold Tesla. That's even you get an immediate cabinet position from that.
Oh my God. Anyway, so well, fingers crossed on the End Crypto Corruption Act, because they seem to think that the introduction of the bill, like they're saying that it's aiming to restore trust among the states and in Congress and addressing the profoundly corrupt behavior currently taking place. I don't know. I'm just shaking my head.
What does it do, Catherine?
I don't know what it does.
What it does is it says the president and cabinet members can't sell meme coins, essentially.
Thank you.
They can't sell cryptocurrency nonsense, which seems very specific.
Mm-hmm.
And also, they have no power, so they can't pass it. So I'm not even sure why they're talking about it.
Right. And didn't only like 13 Congress people admit to having crypto or something? It was a very small number that actually admitted to it.
I don't know. That's your details you need to bring. I bring my details. You got to bring your details.
Yeah. I don't have the source document for that, but I recall reading it. But anyhow, what else we got, James? That just was depressing. Tariffs. We kind of tangentially talked about tariffs.
There's too much nonsense with tariffs to have any sensible response to it right now. Because now, today it was from 145%, and now he's talking about 80%, which, okay. So 80% is lower than 145%, but it's still batshit crazy high.
All I know is I went into an Asian market where I shop all the time. And it was a bigger one, not my little one on the corner. There were several, it was a little concerning. There were several shelves that were not stacked high. Usually everything's just like, it's so clustered and so crowded. And there were several, particularly with like the beans and legume aisle. And the noodles wiped the frick out, man. And this was a big store. Big store. The stuff was gone. The shelves were empty. There were no beans on this one side of the shelf. And we walked up and down to find their huge noodle aisle. And it was compressed into like three shelves. And a lot of it was gone.
Catherine?
What?
You should take a picture of stuff like that. And then you can share it on our Blue Sky account. Share it with the people.
I wanted to get one of my stickers that has Trump pointing. I ordered it off Etsy and it says, Trump did this. But I was afraid to put anything on there.
Well, you shouldn't be putting stickers on people's
shelves. I would never do that. But I bought it as like, just because I thought it was hilarious. But no, I would never do that. But that's kind of what I was thinking. I'm like, oh my God, like noodles are missing.
Well, next time, take a damn picture of it.
I will. I'm going to go back and see if they've restocked, because there were a couple of the customers staring in wonder and awe. And this one guy, there were no black beans. There were no beans. Gone. Anyhow. So I was just wondering, did you want to talk at all about what Hollywood plans to do?
Oh, love of God. I don't know. What does Hollywood plan to do? Because Trump is now putting tariffs on movies somehow. I don't even know how that works.
How the hell does that even work?
I don't know. He didn't really specify it. Like everything, he had whatever announcement he makes, it's so half-assed, because he'll announce a trade deal and say, well, okay, the details haven't been worked out yet. If you don't have the details worked out on a trade deal, you don't have a trade deal.
In a nutshell, the only takeaway I had from this whole situation with these alleged Hollywood tariffs. Oh, I think it's shitting on artistic freedom. You know, people should be able to film wherever the hell they want to. And if it's, you know, New Zealand or...
Well, I disagree. If you want to make American films, they should be made in America.
Do you really disagree?
No.
Okay.
But why can't they shoot the films here in America?
Yeah, but I mean, where does it go? I mean, there was a quick article that I looked at. It was 8 key questions the industry is pondering and dreading. And what, you know, it's like, will it be retroactive? What about Netflix? I mean, what about Netflix and all my Korean content? Is that going to be removed or like, will I have to
God,
pay more
I
for
hope
Netflix?
So.
God, say no. Just say no, you won't remove the Squid Game, please.
Ew.
I couldn't watch the Squid Game Part 2.
I didn't even try.
I tried. It was a hard no. I stopped. I couldn't do it. I don't even know what happened.
You know, you sent me that article this morning, which seems a little bit rude.
Well, I was just, I know. It
was, but I did start skimming it, but I stopped when I saw that the expert that they were talking to in Hollywood was partly responsible for Avengers Civil War. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, screw, that's not art. Shut up. That's not art, man. These people aren't making art anyway, so I don't think you can complain about repressing artistic freedom, because these people are making schlock.
Well, they're making schlock, but it also begs the question if this is going to affect post-production, if it's going to affect foreign language distribution. I mean, you know, that there's a whole, you know, on Mubi, M-U-B-I, I just canceled my subscription, but it was all foreign films, which I'm a huge fan of. And I just am trying to call, like, what I'm, you know, I just don't need all these streaming services. Are we going to be cut off from anything? Now I only have one that I pay for.
Okay.
I have Netflix again. I pay for Netflix. Ooh, I know. I just got that back. And then I have, like, Disney, Hulu, and ESPN, a package that comes with my
phone. So you said you had one. Now you have two.
that I pay. I said one that I pay for.
Oh, Hulu.
I only
you
pay
don't.
For Netflix.
You don't pay for Hulu.
Well, I probably indirectly through my Verizon.
You
I
do pay for
like
you.
Free.
Oh my God! So you have Verizon? Jesus! I was looking at plans the other day. Okay, so my mother-in-law is having a lot of trouble. We're trying to figure out. She can't basically use her phone because her hands are non-functional. We're trying to figure, and she's got a horrible Android phone anyway. These people were just terrible at buying phones. She should have bought an iPhone because it has a lot more accessibility features, but that's a whole nother story. But so we were looking at different, you know, switching over to an iPhone because it has more accessibility features. I don't even think that would work for her because she's so far gone, but we're looking at plans. And when I got to Verizon, you do a web search for Verizon senior plans, takes you to a page that says, oh, wow, $62 a line, which is not a great deal compared to everyone else.
No, it's not.
But then it has this little drop-down menu where you can select where you are and what phone you have and all this stuff. And so what state are you in? We'll show you the deals you have in the state. The drop-down menu for the states had one state.
Mm-hmm.
It was Florida.
I know, we don't have, there's no deals for Verizon.
So I guess if you don't live in Florida, you don't get a senior deal from Verizon. And why would you even have a drop-down menu if you have one state? I mean, it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. It's like, you expect to see 50 or maybe a few.
No, I could have told you that. I tried this years ago. Yeah. I have like a contract. I mean, basically my phone, everything will be done in October. And then I'm going to reassess, like, the phone situation. I just kept kind of going on, you know, when everything was happening
too
hard to, you know. And so the phone will be paid for, you know, how they just.
Right.
I traded it in and they basically charge me and then credit me. It's just the weirdest thing. But all that nonsense will be taken care of.
Yeah, that's a huge scam, but that's okay, especially with Verizon. But the sooner you can get off their contract, the better. And I would say that pretty much anyone else is better. AT&T looked kind of bad, which surprised me because I was in AT&T years ago and they seemed pretty good and obvious and straightforward, but that they seem to be very, a lot of obfuscation now involved in trying to figure out what AT&T offers. Mint Mobile was the cheapest. Obviously, they don't have the greatest coverage, but they were the most upfront and pretty darn cheap. And then there was, we're on Google Fi. And it's a good deal, but you have to give up your iPhone. You don't have to give up your iPhone, but you don't get as good coverage if you have an iPhone as opposed
to... I'm kind of hooked on my iPhone.
That's fine. And that's a fair point. So T-Mobile maybe, or just go with it's not like you leave your home at all. So as long as you're covered with Google Fi, you could use it there.
Yeah. So on that note...
Right. So the Hollywood stuff, it's stupid. Obviously, it's very stupid because what does that mean? He totally half-assed it. He didn't make any details about what that means. No one knows what it means.
No one.
And it can't be enforced at the moment because what do you put the tariff on? And how are you going to put the tariff on, as you said, a streaming service from Netflix? When you hit play on Squid Games episode 2, is it going to come up with a little pop-up window saying, oh, you have to pay $10 in tariffs before you can watch this?
Good question. I don't think anyone knows, you know, and I mean, and the big question, I mean, will it bring production back to the United States? I mean, you know, Hollywood has been not under fire, but for many years, it's no secret that people have been filming outside of Hollywood. It's no longer just the only game in town, you know, other places.
Yeah, but most of it still happens there because that's where all the talent and all the materials are.
Right.
And all the people shooting this stuff. But that was the point I was making earlier. So I have Plex, and Plex is, I love Plex because on the show details, you can see all the actors that involved it. And then you can drill down and you can click on an actor and drill down on them. And what I've learned over the years doing this, because I find it interesting to see what else they've been in. Even good actors and most of their filmography is crap. Like literally B-level horror films. Especially because I watch a lot of sci-fi, so the horror is adjacent to that. I don't care about Hollywood anymore because they don't make art. They make schlock.
Yeah.
1% of what they make is any good.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate the work of good actors and especially good writers and good directors, of which there are only a handful.
Mm-hmm.
But the industry as a whole, you know, they prove it over and over again that they just don't care about, quote, the art. When they have movies that are almost finished, but they realize it's going to cost a little bit too much to actually distribute them, so they cancel the movie.
Right.
And then, you know, the whole actor strike, it was estimated they lost $500 million from that, and they gave the actors and the writers everything they wanted anyway. So it's run by morons. Mm-hmm. The industry is run by morons, and that's who is taking most of the profits are the CEOs of Netflix and all the other ones. It's like, it doesn't matter that the artists right. aren't getting paid. There's a woman right. who, that... one of the stars of Picard, the mm-hmm. TV series Picard
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
that was on Paramount Plus. One of the stars in that was talking about how, even though she's in a regular TV series, that a very prominent one, this was very prominent back in its day, two, three
mm-hmm.
years ago.
Mm-hmm.
She was still struggling to pay her medical insurance.
Wow.
Scraping by day by day. And this is basically a star.
Well, I know the writer's strike screwed up a lot of the series kind of things on Netflix that I was watching. There were weird endings, or they just ended. And I don't know. I don't know why I'm thinking of Sabrina.
I don't know. It seems like maybe we should just end.
I know. All of a sudden I'm like hot and I feel dizzy.
Okay.
This is like making me dizzy.
I seem to do that to you. I think we should call it.